Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. And top of the morning to everybody that's up bright and early this morning. Hope that things are going well for you and yours, and that life is giving you all the things that you want. I know for most of you that's not exactly what it is, but actually, in truth, life is giving you everything that you want. Life is giving you everything that you want because life is giving you the opportunity to step forward and do the things that you need to do so that you can get the things that you want, so you can have the things that you want. Please understand that sometimes help doesn't go to the people that need it. It goes to the people that deserve it. It goes to the people that search it out. It goes to the people that take the initiative to make things happen. And in most cases, that's not a fast process. In most cases, that's actually pretty slow and monotonous type of a path to follow. However, it is a consistent path if you go ahead and do the things that you need to do. And those things are not instantaneous. They are step by step, move by move, position by position, and learning by doing, and learning by also looking at other things that other people have done. So that's one of the topics of today's show. Today's show is leadership or followership. Which ship are you on? Now, we're going to talk about leadership, okay? So for all of you people that may not really be into leadership, I think you might want to listen to this one. You know, listen to the show and take in the information that's being given. If the information is useful, then use it. Or the parts that are useful, use it. The parts that are not useful, throw them in the garbage. And then, you know, maybe later on, take another listen and see if maybe some of those parts that you thought weren't useful and may not be helpful might actually be helpful. Again, it's kind of like when you watch a movie on television. You ever watch a show that you've watched a couple of times, and when you're watching it and you have a little bit less distraction, or maybe you've got a little bit, you know, more experience, or, you know, you've found out a few things, you look at that same show and you see different parts that you never saw before? Well, that's kind of how life is. Unfortunately, most of us, what we end up doing is we discard something initially, and then we never go back to it. We never reinvestigate, you know, what happened and what's going on and how our circumstances may have changed. You know, perfect example, there was a time when you could stay up all night. Well, if you're a little older now, you probably can't stay up all night. You don't have that same energy, that same drive. You know, some people say that it's youth. However, you've got some people that are older, yet they can still stay up all night. They can still do, you know, a lot of the things that they used to do. You know, but again, that's it's up to each individual. But a lot of things that people write off as age or write off as a situation, or they say that old term that I no longer say, which I'm going to say now, but just to illustrate it, it is what it is. It is what it is not true. It is what you make it. It is what you allow it to become. What is happening to you will continue to happen to you as long as you allow it to continue to happen to you. That means that you have a choice. They say that the greatest gift that God gave to man not only was a larger brain, but was also a choice. We're the only animal that makes a choice in what we will do, what we won't do. You know, we don't fly south for the winter, except for the snowbirds. For the most part, you know, if we live in a colder region, we live in that colder region all through that cold period. You know, we don't migrate because the weather changed. It's not an instinctual response for us. That means that we have choice. I mean, you can't tell a bird that flies south every winter that it's not going to fly south. It just can't do it. Its neurological process will just not let it do it. However, you have a choice. Unfortunately, most of us act like we're part of the animal kingdom and we don't have a choice. We act like, you know, what's going to happen to us is got to be dictated to us or we've got a problem. I mean, come on, we live in a society where, you know, our teachers are paid basically a pretty low salary, yet our athletes are paid millions upon millions of dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, that can't be right, especially since these are our educators. So In this show, we're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about followership. We're also going to talk about financing, and we're going to talk about how those two terms, leadership and followership, can also dictate your happiness, can dictate your health, can dictate your fitness, can dictate your finances, and could also be robbing you of what could be considered a very healthy and wealthy life. All right? So, and spiritually. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, first off, what is a leader? A leader is somebody that steps outside of the norm. They do something different. They do things differently. But they do things differently to lead other people in the correct direction. But first, before you can lead anybody in any direction, before you can become what some people call attractive enough to follow, you have to be able to lead yourself. If you can't lead yourself, most cases you're not going to get followers. I believe it was John Maxwell that said that if nobody follows you, you're not a leader. You're just somebody out taking a walk. And that's a very, very deep statement. You've got a lot of people that think they're leaders, but basically they're just out taking a walk. Or you've got people that are in leadership roles and they're abusing those leadership roles because they're not leading anybody in a direction that's going to help the whole succeed or help the whole win. So that's a term of leadership that you don't want. You know, you want to be able to grow and develop and mature and then, of course, kind of produce other leaders. There was another statement that John Maxwell used, and John Maxwell is a great, you know, motivational speaker and educator. He's also a leader on leadership. And John Maxwell said that, you know, nowadays we want everything fast. We're not trying to do anything slow. So even people that do end up getting things, they end up not really appreciating it. You know, I was talking to another gentleman at a seminar that I attended. I think his name was Joe. Mr. Joe is what we called him. I can't remember exactly what his last name was. But he was talking about, you know, his life, and he was telling us about how, you know, his granddaughter basically, you know, there was a tragedy in his family, and his granddaughter basically perished in their pool at their home in Florida. And he was talking about how his dad had paid for college, and basically because his dad paid for it and he didn't pay for it, he kind of blew off the educational opportunity that he had, you know, because he wasn't paying for it. His dad paid for it, so he wasn't working for it. What, of course, ended up happening is later on in life, he decided that, you know, hey, that education is something that I need. So he ended up going back to school. He ended up paying for it himself. But it was an interesting paradigm because he realized that, you know, he could have done this years prior, but it wasn't until after he had children of his own and a wife of his own, and I believe he was working at the post office making minimum wage, that he realized that he couldn't support his family off of his salary. So he decided to retool. And in the end of the educational track, formal educational track, so to speak, he ended up with, I think, two masters and ended up becoming the dean of a particular college. You know, and then his life rechanged again because his wife, who had basically followed him around and done everything that he wanted to do, she had gotten an offer for a position to be the director of a medical hospital or medical center in Florida. So she told him, listen, you know, I followed you around, I've done what you wanted to do, now we need to do what I want to do, so I'm going to Florida, are you coming? And, you know, that changed his life again. He went from being the dean of a college to now being unemployed. And he ended up from there going into motivational speaking and talking, you know, and he had a good message. However, people didn't find him attractive when they saw him because he didn't smile. So he had to teach himself how to smile. And that teaching himself how to smile along with his message, when he started speaking, made more people take it in. He got more gigs. He became, you know, he got a pretty good salary doing speaking engagements. But anyway, just an illustration of a story where you're constantly going through change and you're constantly developing, and the path that you may be on may not be the path that you need to be on, and it may just be a stepping stone to the next path, to the next thing that's going to happen to you. So our teachers, they're leaders. All right, our leaders that actually lead us into the direction in which we need to go, they're leaders. Parents, you're leaders. All right, you're setting an example for somebody else to follow. Followers. Sometimes it's good to follow, but sometimes we become sheep in the way that we follow people. We follow people blindly. We follow people to help somebody else attain their dream and lose track Mind you what I just said. We lose track of our own dream. We lose track of our own purpose. We lose track of our own reason. You don't really get a job. Nobody gets up in the morning and gets a job and says, hey, I really want to help my boss or my company or my, you know, supervisor succeed. However, what ends up happening? You end up living for somebody else's dream and somebody else's life, and you end up discarding your own. So that's what I mean by, you know, a follower. Followers can also be on a more negative term, people that, you know, do extremely crazy things for a bad leader. So anyway, let's go back to what I was saying. What I want to talk about today is that we need to find, again, those positive role models. We need to take in that positive information. We need to constantly stimulate our minds, our bodies, and our souls with things that are going to uplift us, things that are going to build us, things that are going to make us better than we are, things that are going to stretch us. We need to constantly step out of our comfort zone. We need to constantly step out of our comfort zone. We need to constantly step out of our comfort zone. I think I've said that enough. Ladies and gentlemen, stop looking for easy. Don't wish that it was easy. Wish that you were better, okay? All right? And how do you wish that you were better? By taking action and start putting the things in place so that you become better, all right? If it's hard, then that means that's because you haven't learned it yet. Once you learn it, then it won't be hard anymore. It'll be easy. It's like doing a push-up. You know, if you start with one push-up, you can slowly develop yourself into 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and so on. You know, it's just like running. If you start with walking, then maybe the running won't be so hard. Why? Because you're developing that muscle. Your mind is just like your body. It also needs that exercise. It needs that stimulus. You need to read things that are going to grow you, develop you. You need to listen, as you've heard me say a billion times, to books on tape, videos. You need to watch DVDs and videos that are going to help you develop and grow. You need to do things that are going to help you to become the person that you are meant to be. You're already a better person. You just need to get rid of that shadow person that's in front of you, that mask person that's in front of you. You know, in the Japanese culture, they have something called the inner person and the outer person. I'm using the wrong words. But anyway, basically they have the public face and the private face. Most of us very rarely come out of our private face. Most of us very rarely demonstrate the skills and the abilities that we truly have. We stay in that little shadow mode where nobody really knows what's going on. You know, we're kind of faking it. And faking it is all right. There's a saying that says, fake it till you make it. But you're faking it till you make it to a positive tone. All right? Being Mr. Bad Butt or being this cutie does absolutely nothing for you. It really doesn't. Popularity is kind of like a facade, and it's something that can go away at any time. Ladies and gentlemen, we also live in right now one of the worst financial situations that we've ever been in. There's riots going on right now in Chicago and campouts in New York and things like that in the Wall Street District because of people just want jobs, and everybody wants to blame somebody else. Well, I've said this before, too. We can't blame a president for something that we did, plus that we voted those presidents and those Congress people and all of that in. We need to hold them accountable. Yes, we do. However, we need to also hold ourselves accountable. We need to also realize that our dream is our responsibility. Our dream is not their responsibility. You know, we need to take ownership of what truly belongs to us, and what truly belongs to us is the situation that we're presently in. If the bill collectors are calling you, they're calling you because you decided to take a bill on, all right? Or you decided to finance somebody else that kind of financially let you down. They didn't do what they were supposed to do, so now you're between a rock and a hard place. Well, we need to get out of that. Hiding from the bill collector is not going to help you, all right? The repo man will still come to your house and he will still take your car, all right? The tax man still wants his tax money, all of the above. We live in a world that, again, gives us every opportunity, but it'll only give us the opportunities if we reach for them. And in order for us to reach for them, we have to develop the muscle to do that, the mental muscle, the physical muscle, all of the above, so that we can reach forward and reach out and do something. Right now, one of the number one things that anybody can do in America is to create their own thing, create their own business, stimulate the economy, not only around them, but in their own homes, in their own houses. Create, you know, a world and a life that they can actually do something in, that they can actually develop in. Again, look at the ship that you're on. Is the ship that you're on taking you in the direction that you want to go? All right? There's two ships. Which ship is going to take you to the right place? If you're on the wrong ship, then maybe you need to get off that ship and get onto another ship. You need to find another vehicle that's going to take you where you want to go. If your vehicle is taking you off course, if your ship is taking you off course, then maybe you need to talk to your captain. That's usually your brain. And ask your brain, hey, where am I supposed to be going? Do you have a roadmap to get where you need to get? Are you following that roadmap? Understand that a genius in a country without a roadmap will still get lost. Why? Because he has no idea where he's going. Also, a person that doesn't know where they're going. You know, in Alice in Wonderland, they have a comet. And the comet in Alice in Wonderland, one of the characters in Alice in Wonderland asks Alice, well, where are you going? She says, that I don't know. And he says, well, then fine. Any road will take you there. And that's how most of us are guiding our lives. We're guiding our lives, living for somebody else, and we're guiding our lives by saying, where do we want to go? And then when somebody asks us, we go, I don't know. So the answer is, any road will take you there. And what do we normally do? We take the road most traveled. Very few of us take the road less traveled. Successful person is one who lays the ground and foundation for success. You'll never know how strong you are until you start to use that muscle. If you want positive results, you have to take positive actions. Now, if you take negative actions, you need to understand that they were negative and then develop them into positive actions. We need to move forward and do what we need to do. We need to reflect on our growth possibilities. We need to reflect on our growth possibilities. All right? And again, the foundation with bricks, and bricks that you can use, bricks that are thrown away, to work on your overall foundation. As long as it's a good brick, guess what? It can add to your foundation. In some cases, when they tear a house down, some people come in and they reclaim the torn down materials, and then they take that torn down materials and they use the materials that are good to rebuild or recreate another house. That's kind of how we are. We have different things in our lives that are torn down, they're dismantled, they're taken apart, things don't go right. But from that, there are good bricks, there are good beams, there are good pieces of wood, there are good parts that can be reused to develop an even stronger and better individual person, spiritually, mentally, all of the above. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that if you want to create financial freedom, mental freedom, social freedom for yourself, then you need to probably change the crew that you hang out with. You need to work on developing, again, a stronger person, all right? Because until you're strong, you know, what choices do you have? If you don't have the muscle to lift 5 pounds, then you need to do something so that you can create it. You need to build up that muscle. You need to build up that endurance. You need to build up that strength so that you can lift that weight that you want to lift. And all of us are dealing with a constant pressure. We're dealing with constant weight, all right? Gravity wants to pull you down. Life sometimes seems like it wants to pull you down. The problem is that sometimes we help it. We do things that are counterproductive to the things that we want to do. We say we want positive results. We say we want success, but then we do things that are the total opposite of what we're saying. We need to practice what we preach. We need to do the things that we need to do to put us in the positions in which we say we want to be in. Again, we need to reflect on our growth possibilities. You have hundreds upon thousands of opportunities that confront you every day. But most of us are somewhere stuck between scared and indecision. We need to get rid of the scaredness. We need to get rid of the indecision, and we need to act. And we need to act on something. In some cases, that might be a little new. Hey, so what? You fail. Failure is another brick that you can help to create success. I hope that this message is getting across to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to help you. I want to help myself. I want you to help your family. I want to help my family. I want you to grow and develop. I want you to create friendships that are real instead of these cosmetic friendships that aren't real, that aren't based on fact, that aren't based on two people or three people or 20 people or 100 people not helping each other, but are based on that, so that you all grow, mature, respect each other and trust each other at a level that you probably don't trust anybody at right now, including your family. I'm offering you one of those opportunities. One of those opportunities is, one, start educating yourself. You don't have to go to formal school, okay? Remember, a formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. You have to get out there and grow that muscle, get that heart, get that spirit. Remember, that person sitting next to you on the bus, that person driving next to you in the other car, they don't care a rat's tail about you. They don't care whether you're happy, whether you're sad, whether you're doing what you need to do or not doing what you do, whether your kids eat, whether your husband eats, whether you're sick, whether you're tired, whether you're in financial stress or you're living on top of the world. They don't care. So stop caring whether they care. Get out there and help other people, and then by you helping those other people, they'll be able to help you. My goal is to help as many people as I possibly can. And some of them I may never see, never talk to, never hear, never run into in any kind of way. But guess what? In my heart, in my soul, in my spirit, I'm doing the thing that I think is the positive thing to help other people. So guess what? I'm helping myself. I'm growing myself. I'm developing myself. I'm becoming a better person. I'm using my muscle. So my goal for everybody that's listening, whether it's live or not live, is to help you succeed. And by the more people I help succeed, the more I'm going to help myself, the more I'm going to grow on levels far beyond any level that money can give me, any level that finance can give me. I'm growing inside, I'm growing outside, and I'm going to be able to share that information and hopefully help other people to do the same thing. Not talk on Blog Talk Radio, you know, but if that's what you want to do, then that's fine. But do the other things and help other ways with the strengths that you have, the gifts that you have, the contributions that you can make so that you can grow the same type of muscle. It may be in a totally different way than me. I'm not telling you to walk my path. What I'm telling you is that if you'll go ahead and do some of the things that I'm saying that you should do, that you'll walk your own path and you'll walk that path with a smile. You'll look back and think of this as the changing point to you finding the success that you wanted, that you dreamed of, that you desired, and that you deserve. So that's where my message is today. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm going to go ahead and give you this particular information. I've given you a ton of information already. One of the things that I think is going to help a lot of people, those that are bold, those that are strong, those that have self-confidence, and those that are willing to grow those things if they don't already have them, is if you look at some of the new industries and new things that are out there. One of those things is a company called iZig. The website to iZig is www.izigg.com/zsuccess. Take a look at that website. It's at the bottom of this show page. Take a look at that website. Watch the three videos. Look at what's going on. Open your mind. Open your heart. And think, how would it help you to help those that you love and care for if you got into that industry before it blew up? If you got into that injury, that industry, and when I say blow up, I mean before it doubles, triples, and multiplies. If you got in at the ground floor, think of all of the companies that have started and have made people multi-million dollars. That could be for you. This could be your fate. However, you need to step out and you need to take that chance. If it doesn't work for you, then guess what? You'll still learn from it. I've done a whole lot of things that haven't worked in my lifetime. I've also done a whole lot of things that have worked. And from the things that didn't work, I learned stuff. From the things that did work, I learned stuff. From both, I learned stuff, and it gave me the strength and the muscle to be where I am today, to talk to you now, to experience what I've experienced. I have a lovely family, all right? But I want more. I have a lot of the things that people dream of, but I want more. Why do I want more? Because I want to spend more quality time with my family, and I want to experience more of the world so that I can live a better life for me. I don't know what your situation is. All I'm saying is take ownership of it. You have a choice. You have the ability. Look at the website and do the next step. And once you get in and things are moving, get a hold of me. I will do my darndest to help you grow and develop, to help you find your particular niche in this so that you can then go on and do the things that you want to do. I'm not dictating to you. I'm not leading you down a path that's going to put you in a bad situation. I'm trying to lead you down a path or show you. As a matter of fact, I'm not even leading you. I'm looking for people that are hungry and people that want to develop and people that want to grow and people that want more. If you want to be part of the 80%, continue to be part of the 80%. Be happy, be well, and enjoy your life. But if you want to be part of the 20% that want to change their lives and want to take control of their day, of their month, of their year, of the rest of their lives and be able to help people that they care about and love and cherish, then you're the type of people that I want to talk to. Again, the spoils don't go to the people that need it. The spoils go to the people that deserve it, the people that step out, the people that take that chance, the people that are looking, and not only looking, but while they're looking, they take action, because everybody's looking, but not everybody's taking action. So, with that said, Blog Talk, again, I want to thank everybody for listening today, and I hope that you enjoyed the show, and I hope that everything that we said was informational to you. Again, let's grow, let's develop, and let's do the things that we need to do together, all right? And it starts with today. It starts with now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for next week. Do it now. Don't wait for your class to start in 6 months or next quarter. Start with today by taking action today. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and I hope that the shows are bringing you the information that you need. Remember, even in destruction, there's creation. And remember, gravity pulls you down, but the true forces in life make things rise. All right? And that can be you. Rise to your dreams, your fantasies, and your goals, and do the things that you need to do to move yourself forward. Take action, and take action now. Thank you very much, and I appreciate everybody listening to The Zurian Show, and please share this show with any and everybody who you think that it will benefit. Take care and be well.